Okay, it is about 6:08 on Wednesday, January 18th. I call this business meeting in the National Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Here in person.
And Director Duquette.
Here.
All present.
Okay. Next up is public input as it pertains to tonight's agenda. Any takers? No? Okay. Next up, the Ever Fund Officer Elections for 2023.
I'll do what I usually do, if you guys don't mind, which is usually propose that the team that I think we have in place is an excellent team, and I think everybody who's on the team is doing perfect in all ways, given their resources, skill sets, availability, schedules, all that stuff.
Right, given their limits. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying not to single you out, Dave. You forced my hand. As I usually do, it's sort of an annual tradition. I propose that. The one caveat I put this year, if Secretary Holland would like me to take over Secretary while she's doing super smart stuff in different parts of the country, I'd be happy to do that. Otherwise, I can stay as her understudy. Doesn't matter. Whatever works better for you. So I guess that's a really clumsy way of putting a motion forward. And if there's any discussion beyond that.
Okay, so I'll second the so-called clumsy motion. We keep our current slate of officers. Are you interested in swapping the show?
I guess this is more of a matter of discussion. I think in typical scenarios, if I'm not here to print out the minutes and bring them to NAA and all that, then I require another board member to do that. I don't know if it makes sense. I'm happy to fulfill it remotely, but if you think that it'd be easier.
Well, how much more time are you going to be out there?
I haven't even been gone a year yet.
Really? Yeah, it feels like 3.
This is great. I have a 2-year assignment there, so it would certainly be for at least one more board year.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm all for logistics, but I don't want to. I mean, you guys are very capable of doing it.
The pain's thing. So.
Yeah. A little bit better part.
So it's really more of an offer if you you want to just be not having to worry about it. That's totally up to you. I'm not trying to, trust me, I'm not trying to take or grab anything. It's really just an offer of convenience on your behalf.
I think probably the best thing to do is what we did this past year when I knew I wasn't in a meeting with executive sessions, and in particular, that's where writing the additional minutes.
Okay. So, hope he does run, Chris, 2023.
So basically, I'll say secretary.
Sure.
If I need help, then you'll fill in.
Okay, so we'll continue the tag team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Did that work for you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's fine.
So my understanding is that since there's no other people being nominated for those opposite spots, we don't have to have a vote. They're elected by acclamation, is what I understand.
Unanimous consent, basically.
Okay, we can certainly have a vote, but nobody else is stepping up, and we're all willing to do what
of course, it would cover all bases if we had a vote.
I think we crowdfunded to the motion that we had last year, and we can sustain the
vote. Aye.
So minutes approval of the NAA public minutes of December 14, 2022.
I'll make the motion to accept those minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor of approving the NAA minutes for December 14th, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. That's unanimous. And Treasurer's Report. Approval of the November 2022 and December 2022 financial statements subject to audit.
The minute you've all been waiting for. So I'm just going to kind of skip a lot of November. There's a consult month. The biggest item that sticks out is the fact that we have any snow removal impact. Suffice to say, it's not really a profit center anyway. So, even though the revenue looks like it's short, commensurate expenses are also down a little bit. On the bottom line, it doesn't really do too much to it. Building and grounds maintenance continues to head towards its budgeted amount for the year. It's exceeding it, but it should level out towards the end of the year. We haven't had any snow. The other income items are pretty much on track for both November and December. And year to date, bottom line, we're in pretty good shape. We have about a $4,000 surplus, positive income through December, and there's not a lot going on that's expected to negatively affect that. So wages were a little bit higher in December because of an unbudgeted merit bonus for the employees, and actually it wasn't merit, sorry, it was a cost of living bonus. Yeah. So,
I don't know if I could actually keep up.
I know. Right.
We wish we could do more.
Yep. So anyway, nothing else is really jumping off the page. We got some balance sheet items that we're working through, and we have plenty of cash. But there's some we're wrapping up some projects and starting some projects. The auditors have been in, and as far as I know, there's no issues. But they haven't finished the job yet because apparently the city went on extension, which means that takes all the urgency out of the audit office. So we have some adjusting entries that have to be run through the balance sheets just to clean things up between the project, the unbilled receivables, and the accounts payable project. So that'll be cleaned up hopefully in the next month or two. But again, this doesn't impair the bottom line or doesn't impair our net assets. So that's all we have. Anybody have any questions?
So put forth a motion to approve the minutes from November 2022, December 20, sorry, the financial statements from November, December 22, subject to audit.
Okay, I'll second that. Can we further discussion? All those in favor of approving the November and December 2022 financial statements subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. Communications. Excuse me, appear to have no communications report this month. And that brings us to the tower report. And our team here is that we had 604 fewer operations for the month of December, or down 11% versus the previous month. And compared to 2021, we're down 158 operations at 3%. And year to date, at the end of December, off 9%.
So that's the end of December last year.
December last year.
Last year for this year. About 2022 to 2021?
Yeah, the year to year.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, right.
So that brings us to the manager's report.
Okay, not a lot of excitement in the report tonight. No recent events, other items of interest. Attended a virtual meeting with FAA, New Hampshire DOT, and Gale Associates to further discuss the plans to relocate the AWOS. Nick will talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. My detailed guy. And I also met with realtor Randy Tremell from Crimson Properties to discuss the possibility of the airport authority to purchase the lot adjacent to the brick hangar parking lot. We're going to discuss this in executive session this evening. But survey knows we're looking at acquiring the tree lot right on Pine Hill Road. We also met with Carol Nuola and Sean Tiny and Gale Associates, Matt Karen, to discuss grant opportunities from the federal government to actually acquire that land. And again, we'll be discussing that in detail in the executive session tonight. The only other thing I'd like to do is we have Shannon from Equus here with us this evening. I got to meet Shannon this past weekend. They've purchased the Indirect Academy. I know you're going to speak, but welcome to Nashua. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And your whole team.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, but you said nothing much is going on, and that is huge. That is awesome.
It is for us.
Yes, everybody. The whole airport's going to. Those operation numbers are going to go up.
We're hoping for it.
Okay. Questions for Chris? Okay, so that brings us to the engineer's report. All right. Good evening, everyone. Nathan Toledo for the reporting from Gale Associates. We are administering, how many are we up to now? Three projects on behalf of the Airport Authority. First being rehabilitation taxiway Alpha. We received confirmation from NACOT that the rehab is confirmed to be eligible with the FAA. New Hampshire DOT is also, at the time that I had prepared this agenda, processing payment on the related fees for that project. From what I understand, that payment has been received, so I can disregard the last sentence in that one. We have prepared and submitted closeout documents and final reimbursement documents as well, so that will collect the remainder of that $285,392. And we are working towards rebidding the project right now. We're performing bidder outreach. The bids or the plans and specs are available on the online bid hosting site. And Susan, not to put you on the spot, can you confirm the National Telegraph article?
Yes. So this weekend, didn't get you to get back to me, but I'm pleased that Sunday. But she sent the proof back over to me today and sent the back to me about this, so we'll be in the future.
Awesome.
So this is the check I signed earlier, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So recommended actions, we have none at this time. Any questions on the rehab project? The second is the golf ramp and foxtrot ramp rehabilitation project. The grant approval did not make the December 21st or January 5th agenda from the Metro Governor and Executive Council. Again, it was on the meeting held today, so this sentence is sort of outdated. But from what I understand, it was approved, so we have moved forward with preparing the reimbursement documents for project-related costs to date. Again, recommended actions are not needed because it was approved today. So when we do receive that reimbursement package, we sign and forward it along.
Nick, tell me, so this is, this is the golf ramp and foxtrot project?
Yes.
So there's some costs already incurred in that?
Yes, that project has been designed, it's been awarded to a contractor as well.
Okay, so that's the Continental?
Yes.
Okay. And so so that's part of the, $2.4 million, how much are we looking for? How much have we spent?
That was a great question. I believe it's somewhere in the 200,000 range.
Okay, so that's the usual, design and scoping and all that stuff.
Yep.
And all that.
So that's right.
So that's part of the 2.4.
Yes.
Okay.
So I can do that again, not a good time.
Sorry, one more for Chris, just real quick. So the city's aware this is coming, this 120.
Yeah, it was on our submission last year.
Okay.
It'll be getting resubmitted again next Friday.
Next Friday, okay. Yep. So they're not going to be asked for a check at the next day kind of thing. Yeah, okay.
And the third project, this one is new this month, is the relocation of the AWOC and SAW equipment. This project is for a design bidding and construction phase services associated with relocating the AWOS and solid. The other equipment will be moved to a location between Backway Alpha on the 1-4 end and Backway Bravo, which is depicted on the ALP, and is anticipated that this project will be funded using BIL funds. The costs are not known at this point. I have submitted the scope of work to the agencies for their review. Hopefully we get some comments back from them in the near future. The scoping meeting took place on December 19th. And this project will also require two reimbursable agreements with the FAA, one for the design of their equipment and one for the construction phase services. Reimbursable agreements with the FAA must be paid up front. So that is likely something you're going to put on the budget information you submit on your 5-year PIP to the city, because we cannot wait for a grant on those ones. We have to pay them up front for the FAA to do the design work. The FAA is in the process of preparing those agreements. And I did receive a call from the FAA today asking how we'd like to receive the address information on the old system. So that is on its way. And then we can start our design.
Nick, I have a question. You were describing the new location. I believe you said Bravo. One forum by Bravo.
Right.
It's supposed to be Delta. Yeah.
So we're moving it down further.
Yeah, in its current location, it's near the tower, the grass tie downs. It's going to move, as Nick described, he should have said Delta instead of Bravo.
Okay. It'll be adjacent to the access road to the 1-4 pathway.
Okay. So the other compass roads are not that far down.
I don't believe it would be that far down. So we're going to cross from the live flow bank.
Yeah, so they're going to be between the taxiway and the runway, or on the other side of the taxiway, or the runway, right?
Alpha and the runway.
Okay, they'll be in between Alpha and the taxiway and the runway.
And this is depicted on the ALP as well.
And this is not going to get in the way of that. Hopefully, though, that taxiway gets moved.
We located it for it.
So it won't get in the way. Okay. What is BIL fund?
Firefighters and infrastructure law.
Oh, of course.
So we can just see a little bit.
And that's all I have to engineer. Any other questions for Nick at this point? Thank you. So, let's see, committees. We have no outstanding committees at the moment. Old business, Greg Leeson, Infinity, Hangar Development. Right? Don't see Greg.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Greg is not, he can't be with us this evening. He got tied up in recurrent training down in Texas. So, he wrote to me and asked that I share this with the board. I regret that I'm still in Texas and unable to make tonight's meeting to give you a quick update that you can share with the board members. Chris, you're the greatest manager that's ever lived. Oh, no, you didn't.
Nobody's like that.
With the board members, our engineers will be scheduling a meeting with the city planner's office for comment per their recommendation. I'm hoping we can get this done next week and ask that you be included, so we have some tentative dates, and I'll get back to you, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for relaying that. New business, Air Drain Dirtway's new ownership.
Yay.
Hi.
So welcome, Shannon.
Thank you very much. We are very happy to be here. My name is Shannon Mediacamp. I am the CEO and co-owner of the new Equus Flight Academy. We have purchased and in whole Air Direct Airway and intend to expand the flight school here, make some improvements, bring some students back in, and hopefully to partner with another university if possible. And we would like to have the authority to, from the board, operate a
a dignified school business on the airfield. I don't know if there's a formal process that we need to go through for that.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it. I think it has to do with, you know, you're going to be assuming some leases, I assume. So those will be approved. You know, those will be approved. But as far as the, you're not getting the FBO operating piece of it, correct? It's just a place where, okay. So yeah, I don't think there's any other formality we have to go through that.
Nope, we don't. Yeah.
Yeah, when you and Mary do your thing. They just get there's a transfer of a lease, you know, the ground leases, and so that we'll take care of that.
I know John Fox is the justice of the FAA today.
Yes.
And all of that's taken care of, transfers. So, lots of paperwork and transfer things. Just a little bit about who I am. I grew up in a small town in Indiana, and we had very small airports and have a whole lot going on there, but I developed a lot of aviation. Did not come to aviation at a young age, but about 14 years ago, I started as a flight attendant in corporate aviation, developed into a kind of a geeky safety type of thing, where I became a cabin safety, just anything I could get was safety of the passengers in the aircraft. And I am now a board of directors for Women in Aviation International, and I've been on the ASTM Aerospace Personnel Board, and I'm a member of the International Aerospace Investigators. So I am kind of turning into an aviation.
Welcome to that small airport in Indiana. Welcome to the National International.
Our general manager, Keith Allison. I know a couple of you have met him. Keith is was manager of a large healthcare facility in Indianapolis. He also grew up in a small town of Salem. He's been teaching school people back in and onto different projects. And he has been working with Keith. Everyone on the ground in the office. Yep.
Two
keys.
Ken.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time because we've had a lot of K's and there's a lot of
A's
over there.
Okay. Yeah. So that's key.
Yeah, that's key.
Okay.
I mean, Ken.
Unless you change his name.
Exactly. we have the Equus Flight Academy is a female owned entity. We have four owners. Sam is also an owner. But we will soon be a certified woman-owned business, so we hope to use that to our advantage.
Anything we can help you with, too?
Well, and I spoke with, can I think of who did I speak with when I was here on,
about what?
Kevin. Kevin? I know it was saying about having a possibly having a girls in aviation day. That is a activity that they do with women in aviation globally in September. That's way away.
You might want to get Ms. Holland involved with that one.
If you give me the dates, I'll plan to come back and get help with the event.
Oh, definitely.
Jess is a pretty accomplished pilot, so.
Yeah. And a girl.
Oh man.
But if anybody has any questions about us or we have a 135 company that we're affiliated with in Louisville, Kentucky as well. So
this is up in short school Pat 141.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So you just into them.
It started my Amy's daughter, Sydney, wanted to learn how to fly. So she came to ask him what was the most economical way to do that, and he said buy a plane. And at least you have something to recoup your
I thought you said buy a flight school.
And then, you know, Amy all night long, you know, it's like plane. What about flight school? So she found I have to get it's bois.
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 Bois. Like French bois.
Oh, Robert Louisville.
Paul, named after Paul Blois. He was the first naval casualty, naval aviator casualty in World War II.
Yeah. Or just National Airport.
Or as everybody says, it was from here, Bory.
Bory.
Yeah. Not being Bory anymore.
Very French.
But we are very, very excited to be here and be part of the aviation community here.
That's a pretty good, pretty good group.
The staff of Air Direct, formerly Air Direct, has welcomed Equus with open arms.
Yep.
It's a great group of people. We've grown to know Shannon and Tim, Kent and Sydney, the whole crew over the past couple of weeks, few weeks. And it's been a pleasure the whole way. We're just really excited about the future. So it's going to be great for Nationalists. It's going to be great for Equus.
Hopefully we get to keep all of the
Their yep, everybody's excited. Yep.
Hey, just keep writing the check and I'll stay.
Write them bigger, we'll stay longer.
Just
snap
it.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Amy is the majority investor.
Okay.
She does not have any background, it's all new to her. So, for all of you need her, throw a lot of acronyms. She's not looked up yet, and just, you know.
But she's a pharmacist.
She's a pharmacist, so she's very...
Oh, cool.
She tells me,
why did
you get into pharmacy? She said, I like little
bottles. I think they call her Nips, and that's... Be careful, we're being recorded.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming here.
Welcome.
So what happens with Ron in, down the ramp there?
Are you talking to me?
Ron's still part of us.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Yes, there have been no changes to that one.
Okay. So the maintenance and wasn't there a 135 also with Air Direct? That's
state of the yeah.
Okay, so the maintenance building, all that stuff, that's part of the new
Equus.
Okay, so you took over that, Jerry? Okay, good.
And so Equus brought the 141 certificate, is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
There's negotiations with the aircraft.
We
have all the leases still, but they're leased until we have our maintenance staff come in from Louisville to do the airworthiness.
Right, to do the pre-lease inspection and evaluation.
Yeah. And we hope to have, bring in some newer aircraft.
Yeah.
Into the operation as well. So.
Good. Now we're excited. This is good. I'm sure you knew that this has been an aviation educational airport for a long time, starting back in the old H&H days, and then the people have been learning how to fly out of Nashville for a long time, and of course culminating into the Daniel Webster College, which part of which you're sitting in, and then which then became part of Southern Entry University for a while, and so it's really great to have a real solid flight school come in here and want to grow it here. This is really exciting.
Well, and I was going to say, I've been in Northwood Law geek for a long time, and I really think that I should have, at some point I should have been a conservation officer in New Hampshire.
That's funny.
I binge watch.
Yep.
So I fell in love with New Hampshire before I even came here.
Right.
Well, good. Keith, Lisa, my wife, connect offline, but it would be great that you're involved in some national organizations and women in aviation.
International.
So Lisa would love to have a chance maybe to find out. Her grandmother was a wingette in the 40s.
I love that.
Yeah, flew planes and helicopters and stuff, and their family had a little airport in Scituate or whatever, but she doesn't have a lot of history on that. I don't know if there's a way.
Sure.
It'd be an excuse for us to come over and have lunch at the
Yeah, my experience with Becky is very organized, very professional. We're very proud.
You will fit in perfectly.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, we last week, this Wednesday, we unleashed Alex on Alexandra.
Yeah.
She organizes as a hobby, and I think she may have caused Keith a little trauma. Like, what's this? It's like, yo, what's this?
I even say don't touch that. It just went through one into the other.
Were you a Marie Kondo? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Does it bring you joy? Yeah.
If it's not there, you don't need it.
Well, yeah, and you know what? It does feel good to work in a cleaner, more organized space.
Yeah.
It's appreciated. And, you know, when you're there every day, you don't necessarily see all of the
clutter,
all of the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was part of here.
Yeah, rather than building new shelves, you just get.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked to Shane today as well, as far as painting and.
Yeah.
We're doing more.
We have a plan.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky to have them with us, too. And then we have Keith. You need Keith.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good news, definitely. So that brings us to upcoming events. But things are kind of quiet since this is the
winter. There's snow coming.
Yeah, Thursday, I think.
Thursday night, all through Friday.
I brought it straight from Colorado.
Yeah.
Just stay home next time.
Actually, Wes told us over breakfast on Friday, he says, you know, you can thank me for the lack of snow, because he bought a new truck, well, not brand new, but definitely the nicest truck he's had.
With a snowplow?
Well, it had the hardware on the front too.
Yeah.
For the Fisher plow.
Yeah,
this one has four tires on it though.
Oh.
So that brings us to public input as we close out the meeting. Going once, going twice. Okay. Director's comments. I'll start with Brian.
I want to say congratulations and welcome. I think that's great. And also just a public shout out, condolences to Steve Brown and his family. It's always a tragedy. So our heart goes out to him and his family.
Jeff?
Second, both of those comments, good news and bad news. And also thank Susan and Dave for taking such good care of the budget all year. I'm quite sure it'll pass with flying colors, and that makes everybody's job up here much easier to not have any problems. So thank you for that. That's a very important part of the airport process.
Well, I'm definitely excited. For the good news that you brought us tonight. I think this is a great thing for the airport. Looking forward to seeing the school grow. That would be wonderful. And also thank you to Brian and Susan for keeping the budget straight, all the numbers looking good. I know just waiting for that for that report.
Sweetest time of the year. My Christmas.
So David?
Yes, I look forward to tomorrow night when it's when Chris is out knee deep in snow, running the plows, just some roads. But I do want to just reiterate that, Shane and the people I met over the weekend, it's really a great addition to the very great compliment to our culture here. It seems that we feel we have a pretty really good culture here, a welcoming culture, a very productive culture. And you can see we're not fighting that much tonight, but no, we have a great manager, great board,
great people, great tenants, stakeholders in the airport, you know, great owners of buildings, and everything is just working so well here. And that's probably one of the reasons you came, I guess. Hopefully you sensed that a little bit when you were doing your diligence and whatnot, and we're really happy that you chose here.
Almost all been said. Again, welcome. As a alumnus of the late great Danny Webster College, it's great to see training going on here. I learned to fly here. I grew up 2 minutes from here, so it's great to see that activity here continue. Mm-hmm. So thanks for coming.
I learned the same place that Keith did.
Yeah.
Yep. We went to the same high schools, different high schools together.
We went to different high schools together. You and I went to different high schools.
I just want you to know Bob will be back tomorrow.
I did see Bob Berg over the weekend too. And so
he kept the letter today, yeah. And he'll be back in the office part time for a while.
Now that's great news.
It's for me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mary's getting sick of moving planes or a couple.
Bob Rennie won't know what to do with himself anymore.
I learned more than 2 months than I've been 30 years.
Right.
How do you open this door?
Okay, so.
November 22nd.
So that brings us to adjournment, to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A:32D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of real or personal property, and to 91A3, section 2A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
Was that a motion? Okay.
So, any discussion? Okay. All those who approve of the journey to the non-public session, say,
roll call.
Yeah. Okay. Chairman Woods?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Aye.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned to non-public.